With me, I have Ali Ferguson, the Letterkenny coach, possibly a bit disappointed today. Strange match, I have to say. Some chances lost to both sides and some refereeing decisions, which I said in my report earlier on, were strange. Ali, how would you sum the game up?
It was probably scrappy in parts from both teams, but equally there was glimpses of decent rugby in other places. I suppose at the end of the day, Derry were more clinical with their bits of nice rugby and finished them off, whereas we just weren't clinical enough. Performance-wise, I think we were probably, you know, we were second best today, a wee bit off the mark. But what the boys did do today was fronted up. We had a really difficult week with injuries and unavailability. Like, our captain Daniel Faulkner shouldn't have been playing for the next 2 weeks. He's played with a really bad calf strain, and he's only 80 minutes. Likewise with Davey Brown and Stevie Torrance, they both pushed themselves to be back for this game, and they emptied the tank. So in terms of effort and commitment, I couldn't ask for any more from the boys, from all 18, but performance wise we were second best.
A strange game, you know, because after 3 minutes you could have been 5 or 7-0 up with that overlap, and as I say, all I could describe it was as a pass was about to have been given, a player who got slapped or something and the ball went loose, but that would have been a great start, you know. And but having said that, you know, you 3 minutes later Chris Dignes got over to give you that thing, so he didn't let it worry, and it was a good start from you.
It definitely was, and especially in the context of the boys having got beat 45-0 last week, and that was a real, real sickener for them. You know, every bounce of the ball, every intercept went Carrick's way last week, so the boys were really, really kicked when they were down. But they showed enough about them today that, as you say, we started the game reasonably well, got front foot and got our energy up, and that's all I could ask for the boys. We didn't follow on enough from that point of taking the lead early doors.
And there were more opportunities in the first half, possibly a man over just to have the vital pass to do that. But I mean, even at 15-7 at half time, you know, the game was still there, and had a quick score maybe in the first 5 minutes of the second half would have changed the game, but unfortunately it went to Derry after a bit of a mess up.
Yeah. You know, at half time we still fancied it very much so, but I think the other way of looking at that is credit to Derry. You know, they've clearly grown a lot as a side, and they were ruthless with that first 10 minutes in the second half, and they put some quick scores on the board. So, you know, for how they came out after half time, I think they deserve their win today.
Aye, well, that's that try that Mark Scott got, the one where the ball went loose and he picked it up. I mean, he had 60 yards to run, nobody near him. That for me just certainly almost broke the hearts of the Letterkenny boys. But to be fair, they did come back and he didn't get a score near the end.
That's it. After that again, you know, with Derry getting two yellow cards sort of overlapping and us getting that second score from Felix Foley, it felt like perhaps there was a window of opportunity to try and up the ante again. But again, just the experience of some of those Derry players stabled the ship for them, slowed the game down, and they got their momentum back. But, you know, we didn't lie down to it. We tried to fire shots back, but it just wasn't our day today.
Well, on the plus side, from my point of view, I thought your scrummaging was excellent. I mean, there was a lot, you put Derry under pressure from the word go. And I mean, the referee was very lenient to Derry at times at the scrums. I mean, there was a few collapsed and he reset and stuff. And I think that if you can scrummage like that against a so-called very good Derry scrum, the line-out wasn't bad. But the other thing too was that the big hits were going on, even when the score was at 27-12. And that's great to see. And as you said, the boys never give up.
Yeah. 100%, and we have some club stalwarts of our own. You've mentioned Chris Digamus, Dave Brown, Kieran Clark. They fronted up big time, but it was also brilliant from my perspective to see Connor Kenna and Jared Aronhold as 2 18-year-olds just in the youth system, and they very much looked like they took to it like a duck to water in terms of the physicality and the speed of the game and their eagerness to get on the ball. So there are positives we're taking from today, a lot more than last week, but still loads and loads for us to work on.